all Jews around the world, consider learning Cantonese or Mandarin and keep your fingers crossed that China allows you in. This might become the only safe place for Jews in 20 plus years. Tragic, but true. 2 years ago, a Jewish professor, Lem Gadasad, said that above. So are Jews going to start to parasite China now? Does that mean they are going to stop parasite the United States?Gadasad also wrote a book called The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. And we know that Blackstone's founder, Stephen Schwarzman, even has their Chinese name, Su Shimin. George Soros' granddaughters speak perfect native-like Mandarin. And we know they are preparing. On Chinese social media platforms, there is an MCN agency controlled by Israelis called Y Platform.The owners are Jews. On China's TikTok, it has 8.31 million followers and has been operating since 2017. It signs many foreign influencers with a combined followers of over 80 million. After the genocide in Gaza 2 years ago, this MCN either stopped updating or shifted to entertainment content only, and they never mentioned their Jewish background.The son of the Jewish boss even went to volunteer as a teacher in a rural Chinese primary school. He told the students that Jews have lived in the same region of present-day Palestine for 5,000 years. You see, previously they said 3,000 years, now it's 5,000. The United States is now controlled by Israel, and when Americans are pushed so hard that they can no longer live in the future, they will definitely turn against the Jews again, just like the Europeans did in World War II. If one day Americans regain control of the United States, where do you think these Jews will go next? Should someone say to the board in advance?China has already become inert in China. In China, we follow socialism, means capital cannot control politics, but they will try again and again. Has your country become inert? Can it prevent being parasited? Follow me on Eastern Perspective to see the world.